Hello, and welcome to the latest instalment of Investec's weekly energy market update with Head of Commodities, Carol McPherson. Good morning, everyone. I'm here with Callum McPherson for our 6th of September update. Good morning, Callum. How are you doing?
Very well. Yourself, Toby?
Yeah, really good. Not too bad, thank you. So, OPEC Plus decided to increase production as planned last week. How has the market reacted?
Well, I think really it hasn't reacted. The Brent has been trading in a range mostly between about $71 and $73. Dollars per barrel over the last week or so before and after the OPEC Plus meeting. So it's hard to really to discern any market reaction to the news. OPEC Plus decided to increase production by 400,000 barrels per day in the month of October. But that is as was planned previously and as expected. So really it didn't come as any surprise to anybody. What has come as a surprise this morning, though, has been the announcement of the Saudi official selling prices for October. This is the spread at which the Saudi sells its cargoes over benchmark crude prices. And there have been sharp cuts to those spreads for cargoes to Asia of over a dollar per barrel in most cases, and also to a lesser extent to cargoes going to the Mediterranean. And this comes after a long period of the Saudis increasing these selling prices, these spreads. And that the fact that they're doing that suggests that they need to make their crude more competitive. So that suggests that the market is going to be more well supplied in October than perhaps had been anticipated. And of course, the fact that OPEC Plus are continuing to increase their output if they continue at this rate into 2022, by most forecasts, it looks like the market could be oversupplied. Having said that, though, Brent reached a high last week on Friday of just under $73 per barrel. And that marks a test on the downtrend from early July. The market's lower this morning, though. But nevertheless, Brent certainly looked like it was having a test of that. So certainly at the end of last week, it looked like it could break through that downtrend and possibly go higher still. If, on the other hand, Brent falls through 70, that would open up more downside for it from here onwards.
Okay, and how is the recovery of production and refining after Hurricane Ida?
Well, of course, production in the Gulf of Mexico was largely shut down ahead of the hurricane, and it seems that a lot of that output is still offline, and indeed there's continuing disruption with refining on the Gulf Coast. There's also been news of an oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico that is being investigated. And some of the refineries that are still operating have been under pressure and had difficulties finding enough crude to continue operating. And so it seems that the US has actually been opening up some of its strategic reserves locally to supply those refineries. But of course, as mentioned last week, there are disruptions on the demand side as well. Nevertheless, there has been a significant fall in crude inventories reported in the numbers last week, 7 million barrels. And so as we draw towards the end of the summer driving season in the US, we see that inventories are now almost back to the level they were at this time in 2019. So that's a pretty extraordinary turnaround when you consider that a year ago we actually had the experience of negative prices in the US because it looks like inventories could actually overflow.
Okay, and new highs again in European gas prices last week. Has there been anything new or more of the same?
Well, a bit of both, really. Gas flows from Russia have declined again. They had recovered quite strongly, but there's been a bit of a reversal of that. But I think the fresh shock was news that Russia's own inventories were rather low. and that the Russians are going to prioritize restocking their own gas inventories ahead of the winter versus supplying to Europe. So that's certainly not good news. As it happens, though, gas storage levels in the UK have increased significantly in recent weeks. The market has been a bit oversupplied, so that's helped inventories in the UK return to sort of average levels for this time of year. But it's a different story across Europe as a whole, particularly in Holland. And that's why this latest Russian news and the limited gas flows from Russia are such a concern. And because the market is interconnected, it has kept UK high prices very high as well. And in fact, we've had a new high this morning on the ICE front contract of just under 135 pence per therm for UK gas prices.
Lovely. Thank you for the update, Callum.
Thanks, Toby.
Thank you for tuning into the latest instalment of Investec's Energy Market Update with Callum McPherson. If you would like to discuss any of the contents of the podcast, feel free to drop Callum an email on callum.mcpherson@investec.co.uk or visit investec.com/commodities. Thank you, and we'll see you next time.